FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Tasila Longo loses Chawama parliamentary seat. Zambians urge to pray for success of the 7 dialogue meeting. In global news, Guinea-Bissau president flees to Senegal after coup. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mazinamwinga with the main news of 13 hours. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has ruled that the Chawama parliamentary seat be declared vacant and has since referred the resolution to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to begin preparations for a by-election. Ms. Muti made the announcement in Parliament this morning when she delivered a ruling going beyond recommendations made by the Committee on Privileges and Absences that Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Longo, should continue attending parliamentary sessions virtually and be considered for extended leave, according to what she indicated in her application to extend her leave. Members of Parliament voted in favor of declaring the Chawama seat vacant after the Speaker put the question during today's seating. Ms. Muti's latest decision follows an earlier ruling delivered on 25th July 2025, directing Ms. Longo to present herself before the National Assembly within 14 days after the burial of her late father, former President Edgar Longo, or within 14 days after the opening of the fifth session of the 18th National Assembly. Her ruling follows a point of order raised by Zambezi East Member of Parliament Brian Kambita, who questioned the prolonged absence of Ms. Longo both in Parliament and her constituency. In arriving at her ruling, Ms. Muti cited Article 72(8) of the Constitution, which outlines the conditions under which a parliamentary seat is deemed vacant.
In this regard, we considered here that this August House must not be seen to depart from the sixth president by establishing a president that deprives constituents of their right to representation for an indefinite period. As earlier noted, I directed Ms. Kulungu MP to present herself and to attend the business of the House within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. To date, this directive has not been adhered to. For this reason, and as the President said in the J.E. Banda case, Ms. Kulungu MP is in breach of the prescribed code of conduct, being standing order 215 and 243 of the National Assembly of Zambia Standing Order 2024. In view of the foregoing, I will put the question for the resolution of the House to invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution. I now put the question. The question is that my office should invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution of Zambia at Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia by informing the Electoral Commission of Zambia of the occurrence of a vacancy in the Chawama parliamentary seat. As many as I of that opinion say aye. Of the contrary, say no.
Kasama Archbishop Ignatius Chama has called on Zambians to pray for the success of the dialogue meeting between President Hakainde Hichilema and the Oasis Forum this afternoon. Speaking at the Day of Prayer rally on Bill 7 organized by the Oasis Forum at the Pope's Grand Lusaka this morning, Bishop Chama said there is need for the country to place the process in God's hands, seeking unity and peace. He has urged the nation to restore its commitment to justice, goodness and humility, guiding national laws and public life to protect the dignity and well-being of every person. Bishop Chama has also encouraged citizens to seek God's guidance as the dialogue continues, stressing that Zambia must rely on divine wisdom rather than confusion or conflict.
Take a moment and pray for the success of the outcome of the dialogue meeting between the head of state and the Oasis Forum. Let us all fall in the hands of the God of justice, the God of order, not confusion, the God of love, not hatred, the God of peace and not war, the God of unity and brotherhood, sisterhood as a nation. May God hear our prayer.
At the same event, Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe has appealed to all parties in the dialogue meeting to approach the exercise with openness and honesty.
We should understand and know that whatever it is that we are doing today, those of us that are living, those of us that have the opportunity to look at this document, we are doing it not for ourselves, but for our grandchildren and their children and their children. It is the only reason why when we look at this document, we should detach politics from it, because not every citizen in Zambia is a politician. The reason is that at the end of the day, this document, the way we will craft it, posterity will judge us harshly, or people will praise us that we were here and we have given the people of Zambia a document that is worth giving to them.
The Oasis Forum will meet President Hakainde Hichilema at State House this afternoon at 14 hours to discuss ongoing constitutional reforms. In more news, the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended all operations at Mukavamo Copper Mine in Mwanza District of Lwapula Province following the collapse of the mine's tailings dam earlier this week. Ministry of Mines Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwita Tembo says preliminary investigations by the ministry's mine safety department have determined that the mine failed to comply with a compliance order issued in March of this year, which mandates that all mining companies adhere to sound environmental management standards. Mr. Tembo has disclosed that the department found that the tailings dam design plans were never approved and that the collapse was caused by substandard engineering work during its construction. He says the ministry acknowledges that most tailings dams failures result from a combination of poor design, inadequate construction, and unsafe operational practices, and has since reminded all mining firms to complete the implementation of necessary operational changes aimed at improving design and ensuring full compliance in the construction of tailings dams.
Mukavamo Copper Mine was operating in direct violation of a compliance order we issued in March this year. The design for this tailings dam was never approved by the ministry, and the construction was substandard. This failure to follow the law is what directly led to this preventable disaster. We would like to remind the entire mining sector that the ministry will not compromise on safety. Therefore, we have issued a directive to all mining companies in the country to implement immediate and necessary changes on how they design and build these critical structures.
In other stories, former Secretary of the Treasury, Fred Senyamba, has been granted bail pending appeal by the Lusaka High Court's Economic and Financial Crimes Division after a three-judge panel found that his appeal raises novel points of law of public importance. Mr. Yamba was convicted on September 3, 2025, and sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor on two counts of a willful failure to follow procedure arising from the purchase of a chancery in Turkey. Allegations were that between January 1, 2020 and August 31, 2021, Mr. Yamba authorized the transfer of 108.4 million kwacha to the Zambian mission account in Turkey, bypassing legal protocols. At the High Court hearing, the defense led by Laxin Mwamba argued that the count listing multiple statutory sections required proof of breach of each listed provision, while the state prosecutors from National Prosecution Authority led by Mercy Lungu counted that criminal liability should be determined by whether the prosecution proved the offense itself. Despite objections from the prosecution, the court released Mr. Yamba on a 500,000 kwacha bail in his own recognizance, secured by two working sureties from the civil or public service. In global